Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Sukadeva Goswami, you have already explained that Sankarsan, who belongs to the second quadruple, appeared as the son of Rohini named Balaram. If Balaram was not transferred from one body to another, how is it possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this to me. Purport. Here is a question particularly directed at understanding Balaram, who is Sankarsan himself. Balaram is well known as the son of Rohini, yet it is also known that he was the son of Devaki. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to understand the mystery of Balaram's being the son of both Devaki and Rohini. So here Prabhupada explaining the mystery of Balaram's appearance. Actually, the activities, the birth of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always very mysterious. Krishna's appearance also very mysterious. So mysterious till today, though all Indians, they know Krishna, but they don't know how he took birth. All Indians have one conception about appearance of Krishna. But our acharyas, they give completely different information about Krishna's appearance. If you go to India, then all Indians, they know Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudev. But our acharyas very strongly say, no, no, he is not son of Devaki Vasudev, he is son of Nanda and Yashoda. Oh, he is foster son, he is adopted. No, 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 he took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda. So very mysterious. Same way Radharani's appearance also very mysterious. At least Krishna's appearance, we have some idea that when Krishna appeared, how many years before Krishna appeared? Any of you know? How many years before Krishna appeared? 5,000 years ago. I joined 40 years before. When I joined ISKCON, I had 5,000 years. Today also 5,000 years. Not becoming 5,000, 1, 2, 3. But anyway, through astrological calculation, that we have found that Krishna appeared exactly 5,241 years. This Janmashtami we celebrated, that of Krishna's 5,241 birth celebration. We did that because it's calculated like that. But Radharani, till today nobody knows. When he appeared, how old was she, before Krishna appearance, after Krishna appearance, all kinds of opinions are there. So it's very bewildering. And that is the one criteria of Parambrahma. As Bhagavatam saying, Mujjanti Jatasurayaha. The Parambrahma, even if you get central personalities, Muni, Rishi and demigods, they get bewildered. And who are we to understand the Parambrahma? So, it's very obvious, the Parikshit Maharaj also bewildered. So he's asking a clarification, please tell me. He's asking to his Guru Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, Rohinyas Tanaya Prakta Rama Sankarsanatvaya. You just explain that Rohini Tanaya, the son of Rohini, known as Balaram Sankarsan. But Devakya Garva Samandha Kuta Dehantaram Vina. But he has also appeared in the womb of Devaki. Then how is it possible unless he is transferred from one womb, from womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini? So this is what we'll discuss today. So first, Rohinyas Tanaya. Balaram is Rohini Tanaya. Now let me first explain to you that Prabhupada is saying that Sankarsana, Balaram is known as Sankarsana. Balram is none other than Sankarsan. So who is our Sankarsan? That Prabhupada is saying he is none other than Sankarsan. The first deity in the quadruple group, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and Vasudeva. So Sankarsan, as all of you know, the Balram, he is the first manifestation of Krishna. So in Vrindavan, there is Krishna and Balaram. So when Balaram manifests in Dwaraka, there he is known as Sankarsan. But he is known as Mula Sankarsan. In Vrindavan, Krishna is known as Nanda Nandana Krishna. In Dwaraka, he is known as Vasudeva Nandana Krishna or Vasudeva Krishna. In Vrindavan, Balaram is known as Balaram and Dwaraka is known as Mula Sankarsan. So how from Vrindavan Lord manifests? So here Balaram, there Sankarsan. Here Jasoda Nandan, there Vasudeva Krishna. In Vrindavan, they both have Gopa Besa and Gopa Bhava. The difference, same, Prabhupada saying same. But mood is different. In Vrindavan, cowherd boy, he dressed like cowherd boy, his mood is like cowherd boy. And in Dwaraka, Kshatriya Besa and Kshatriya Bhava. The mood is like Kshatriya and dressed like that. Then from Vrindavan to Dwaraka, then from Dwaraka to Vaikuntha. So Balaram, then Mula Sankarsan, then he appears in Vaikuntha as Mahasankarsan in Vaikuntha. So this all takes place in spiritual world. Then Mahasankarsan expands to Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu expands to Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Garbhadaksha Vishnu expands to Khirodaksha Vishnu. Khirodaksha Vishnu expands to Karanadakshai? Paramatma. Paramatma is Khirodaksha Vishnu. But then last one is Ananta Sesa. That is manifestation of Balaram. The last is Sesa. Sesa means end. But interestingly, his name is Ananta Sesa. Ananta means unlimited. And Sesa means end. How Bhagavan simultaneously is unlimited and he ends also. So Balaram, starting from Golok Vrindavan, how he expands all the way up to Ananta Sesa. So, the Mula Sankarsana and Mahasankarsana. Of course, eternally he is known as Sankarsana. But specifically, why this name was given to him as Sankarsana? In this verse, Parikshit Maharaj asking this question. What is the reason when Balaram had his Bhauma Lila? He was known as Sankarsana. His name was Sankarsana because he was transferred from womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. Transferred means Akarsana. Akarsana means he was attracted. Lord Krishna instructed Yogamaya, you attract Balaram. Akarsana. Samyak rupena Akarsana is Sankarsana. Samyak Akarsana. That is now how the Balaram got the name as Sankarsana. So Rohina Stanaya Praktaha. So everybody knows Balaram is son of Rohini. He's Rohini Nandana. When he becomes son of Rohini? Balaram becomes son of Rohini. Krishna becomes son of Devaki, Vasudev. So it is not like that Balaram became son of Rohini after taking birth in Vrindavan or Gokul. Actually, Balaram is son of Rohini eternally from spiritual world. In spiritual world, Nanda Jasoda, they are there, Devaki Vasudev there, then Rohini is there. And Balaram, it's eternal, Rohini is eternal mother of Krishna. It is not like that Rohini gave birth to Balaram, then she became mother of Krishna. It is not like Devaki, Vasudev gave birth to Krishna, then they become father, mother of Krishna. No. They are always father, mother of Krishna. Rohini is always mother of Balaram. Only difference is, they did not become father, mother of Krishna Balaram in Golok Vrindavan by giving birth to Krishna Balaram. Because Krishna Balaram never took birth in Golok Vrindavan. That's why when Mayabadis they argue, they say, Shastra says, Param Brahma is Aja. Aja means he has no birth. But Krishna took birth, Rama took birth, Balaram took birth, then how they can become Param Brahma? Then Prabhupada replying, that in the scriptures says Param Brahma is Aja, he has no birth, means he never takes birth in the spiritual world. That's why he is Aja. So Krishna Balaram never took birth in Golok Vrindavan. There's never a day that Krishna Balaram were not there, they took birth, thus they became son. That's why in Golok Vrindavan, all festivals are there. Ras Lila, Jhulan Jatra, everything is there. But one festival is not there. You know whose festival is not there? Huh? They have no Janmashtami there. They don't celebrate Janmashtami. Because Krishna never took birth there. So we are fortunate, we have one extra pastimes. That's why when Krishna leaves Golok Vrindavan, all his associates, they stand in line, whose term will be now this time? So they can participate in Krishna's birth, Janmashtami festival. So this is the Rohini Tanaya. Rohini Tanaya means, is eternally, and the son, she is eternally mother of Balaram. And no one can become mother of Balaram. No one can become mother of Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu jibbe daya kare sa parsada siyodhama saha avatare. When Lord comes from spiritual world, he brings his abode, because Lord will never touch this material world. He brings his abode, and he brings his parsad also. His all associates, they come from spiritual world. His father, mother, brother, friends, everything they come from there. It is not like this. Any living entity, by doing tapasya or sadhana, can become mother of Krishna. No one can become mother of Krishna. Nobody can become mother of Balaram. Because mother of Krishna and Balaram, they are not ordinary living entity, they are not some special living entity also. They belong to a different category completely. We living entity, we are Tatastha Shakti, marginal potency of Krishna. But Nanda, Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudev, they are living entity, but they are not marginal potency of Krishna. They manifest from which potency? From Swarup Shakti. Yes. From Swarup Shakti. Because marginal potency cannot serve Krishna. Cannot become father, mother of Krishna. So father, mother of Krishna, Nanda, Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudev, Radharani, Gopi, Sidam, Sudam, Subal. They cannot become some living entity belongs to marginal potency or Tatastha Shakti. They are completely different category. Only Swarup Shakti, the manifestation of Swarup Shakti. So there are three kinds of Swarup Shakti. One is Hradini Shakti, Sandhini Shakti, and Samit Shakti. Just like Radharani, she is personification or transformation of Aladini Shakti. In the same way, Nanda, Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudev, their transformation Sandhini Shakti. The Sandhini Shakti means the ever-existential potency of Krishna, by which potency he is existing eternally, or known as Dharana Shakti, that which is holding Krishna. Are Krishna holding everything? Who will hold Krishna? Everything rests upon him. Brahmanahi pratishtaham. Everything rests upon Krishna. And Krishna will rest upon whom? Who will give shelter to Krishna? Who will Krishna rest upon? Krishna will take rest upon Krishna only. He took rest upon Krishna. So that's why his potency transforms to Nanda Jasoda, who can Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudev, how can be ordinary lady to carry Krishna within their womb? Who can carry Krishna within their womb? Only Krishna can carry himself. That's why Devakyam Devi Rupinyam, Devakyam Vishnu Rupinyam. Devaki is Vishnu, non-different from Vishnu. Is Swarup Shakti of Vishnu. Vasudeva and Devaki. Deva means Lord. See, both is there. Deva and Vasudeva, Deva in Devaki, both is there. So in this way, so Rohini, she is also personification, transformation of which energy? Of Krishna. Rohini is transformation of which Swarup Shakti of Krishna? Sandhini Shakti. He is transforming Sandhini Shakti. I'll call it Dharana Shakti, which can carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Dharana Shakti, that is Rohini. So Rohini Tanaya Praktaha. So Balaram is eternally known as the son of Rohini. So now he appeared Devakya Garbha Samandha. So he had Samandha, he appeared in the womb of Devaki. Then he was transformed from Devaki womb to Rohini womb, because Rohini is his eternal mother. So he had to take birth as son of Rohini. Then somebody will ask, then why all this drama taking place? He can straight go to Rohini's womb and appear from Rohini's womb, first entering into Devaki womb, then transfer to Rohini womb, then he gets the name the Sankarsana, because he was done Akarsan by Yoga Maya. That is because Krishna has to appear in the womb of Devaki, and before Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki, there are many demons appeared from her womb, from Devaki's womb. The demons appeared. Six demons appeared from Devaki's womb. They are known as Sat Garbhasur. Garbha means womb. Because they appeared from Devaki, they are called Sat Garbhasur. They are the demons. Actually, everybody think the Kamsa killed Vasudeva Devaki children. Actually, in reality, Kamsa had killed his own sons. They were all Kamsa's sons in previous life. Kamsa was a demon. Kamsa, whose son is Kamsa? You know Kamsa's father name? Ugrasen? Kalanami. Kansa is Ugrasen's son. Everybody see. But actually he's son of a demon, Drumila. One's conscious mother. She was playing on top of the roof, playing some ball with her friends. And this demon was moving, flying in the sky, saw Kansa's mother and associated and kidnapped her and associated. So because that is Dhruv, that's a Kansa is known as Drumila Nandana. Like Nanda Nandana, Krishna Bhagavan. He's Drumila Nandana. Adraji Ugrasena is a great devotee of Krishna. His son Kansa became a demon because he is Durmila Nandana. He is son of a demon. But Kansa in his previous life, he was a... Mataji? What was Kansa in previous life? You just said. Kansa was Kalanemi. In his previous life, he was Kalanemi. And Kansa, actually, originally, the six children of Devaki that we are calling as Garbhasur, they were six sons of Marichi. You know Marichi? Whose son is Marichi? Whose son is Marichi? Brahma's son is Marichi. Marichi, Atri, Angira, Vasishta, Pullaha, Pullasta, Kratu, there are Brahma's son. So these are Marichi's six sons were there. So once Brahma, being bewildered, he ran after his own daughter, got Ali being allured. Then the six sons of Marichi, they laughed at Brahma. They're laughing at Brahma. Then Brahma cursed them. They're laughing at me. You take birth as a demon. So all the six children of Marichi, they took birth as son of Kalanemi. Six children of Kalanemi. They are... Some are related to Hiranyakasipu's family, Kalanemi. And these six sons, they went for doing severe austerities to get boon from Brahma, so they can become immortal like Hiranyakasipu also. And when Hiranyakasipu came to know the six sons of Kalanemi, they have gone to do tapasya. Then he became very angry. So he cursed the six sons. Oh, without my permission, you are doing tapasya to get boon from Brahma. So I curse you. You will be killed by your father. Your father will kill you. So that is the reason Kalanemi appeared as Kansa. And his Kalanemi's six sons, they appeared as six sons of sons in the womb of Devaki. So in this way, Devaki's womb, all these demons, they entered Devaki's womb. So that's why the womb, all these demons are there. How Krishna will come in that womb? So that womb has to be made very suitable. So Parambrahma Krishna will appear there. So that is the reason why Krishna told Balaram, your eternal mother is Rohini. You are supposed to take birth as son of Rohini. But for this purpose, because I will appear in the womb of Devaki, and all these demons, they have gone there. So you go purify and make a suitable place for me. And he called us Yogamaya. So Balaram is going there and you transfer very carefully. You can transfer, because all the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead can be performed only by his Swarup Shakti, known as Yogamaya. So Kansa was killing one after another, son of Devaki. And Kansa killed six children. And he is very worried that eighth son will come. Kansa, eighth son, is very worried. Soyane, sapane, jagarane, always is worried, oh, 8th son will come and kill me. And sixth son already killed. And 7th son will take birth. Kansa was worried. Then he heard the 7th son, 7th child has been miscarried. The Devaki's 7th child was miscarried. The Kansa was very happy. Kansa said, oh, just see, Devaki's 8th son will kill me. How he can kill me? I am so powerful. The 7th son being afraid of me, even if he could not come out of Devaki's womb, inside the womb he died. I'm being afraid of me. But Kansa doesn't know what is happening behind the scene. He's thinking this miscarriage took place and all Mathuravasis, all Braja Mathura, they are all lamenting, alas, what happened to Devaki? Her seventh son miscarriage. But actually what happened? It's not miscarriage, it's transferred. So that is the reason why his name was given Sankarsana. So in this way, Sankarsana is very important. Rohinyas tanaya praktaha. He is Rohini Nandana, just like Krishna is Devaki Nandana. Jai Sisi Radha Gokala Nanda Sitaram Lakman ki jai. So Rohini Tanaya Prakta Rama Sankarsana Tuya. She is Balarama. This Balarama, he is known as Sankarsana because he was attracted from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Devakya Garva Samandha Kuta Dehantara Vinaha. Unless he is transferred from one body to another body, how could this took place? So this is the whole mystery behind the appearance of Lord Balaram, that why he first appeared in the womb of Devaki, and why he was transferred when Devaki was arrested by Kansa, Vasudev and Devaki were put into prison house. And one night, then Vasudev was very scared. By that time, Balaram was in the womb of Rohini. On midnight, Vasudev secretly arranged to send Rohini. By that time Balaram was in the womb of Rohini, then he put into him on top of a horse and send her to Nanda Maharaj's house. So by that time she was, and this Balaram appeared when Rohini was in Nanda Maharaj's house. So when Balaram appeared, but he remained like a dumb. He did not speak anything. He was not hearing anything. He remained as a dumb. Until Krishna appeared. When Krishna appeared in the womb of Mother Yashoda, that time Balaram was a baby already. Krishna was within the womb of Mother Yashoda. And whenever Balaram would be always like dumb, not speaking anything, not hearing anything. But whenever Mother Yashoda will pick up Balaram and put on her lap, then Balaram would come in touch with Krishna. Krishna is within the womb of Mother Yashoda. Then he would feel very jubilant, smiling, very happy, because he comes in touch with Krishna. But nobody would understand what all these things are going on. So that Balaram, Brajendra Nandana Jai, Satsuta Hailasai, and Balaram Hailanitai. So Balaram's appearance and disappearance is very mysterious. And Nityananda Prabhu's appearance and disappearance also very mysterious. Balaram's disappearance also very mysterious. How he disappeared as a snake in the form of a snake also. So that's a Parikshit Maharaj. It's very obvious. That Parikshit Maharaj feeling a little, he wants to know what is the mystery behind Balaram's and Krishna's appearance. Though in Krishna's appearance, the mystery has not been fully revealed by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami did not reveal to Parikshit Maharaj that Krishna is not Devaki Vasudeva's son. Krishna is really Nanda Yashoda's son. Whole world thinks Krishna is Devaki Vasudeva's son because Bhagavat Sukadeva Goswami said. But Sukadeva Goswami did not reveal the real truth to Parikshit Maharaj because Sukadeva Goswami wanted Parikshit Maharaj to be happy. He wants to make him happy. To know that Krishna is appeared in his family, related to his family. Because Parikshit Maharaj is related to Devaki Vasudeva's family. Abhimanyu, Uttara, Subhadra, from that side, he is coming in the family of Devaki Vasudeva. And Sukadeva Goswami thought at the time of his going to leave body, if I tell him that Krishna appeared in your family, he will be very happy. If that time Sukadeva Goswami would reveal that Krishna is Nanda Yashoda's son, then Parikshit Maharaj would not feel so happy. So Sukadeva did not reveal that section. He said, no. The Krishna is Devaki Vasudeva's son. So some mystery was revealed and some mystery was not revealed. Was kept as mysterious. Until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, then only all the mystery of Krishna's appearance, whose son is Krishna, whose son is Balaram, who is Radharani, all mystery was revealed. I was telling, no, at least something about Krishna we know, but about Radharani, everything is in mystery. Whole India does not know, even if about her appearance, how she appeared, how she disappeared, how old was she? Somebody says she is elder than Krishna. Somebody says she is younger than Krishna. It's very bewildering also. How can you understand Radharani in this way? Somewhere I read Radharani marriage ceremony was taking place with Abhimanyu. And Krishna was a baby that time. And Radharani marrying. And Krishna was crying. So crying. Then somebody told, oh, he's not stopping crying. And there is an Vibaha Mandap, marriage platform. Radharani sitting with Abhimanyu. Then somebody said, take this boy to that place because there is a lot of music going on there. So take him to marriage place so that he'll stop crying. When Mother Yashoda took Krishna, baby Krishna. And Radharani marrying means she must be grown-up girl. So when the baby Krishna was taken there, then Abhimanyu, out of affection, he picked up baby Krishna, put on his lap. Then marriage ceremony taking place. At one point, the Brahman chanting mantra. Then he has to put Radharani's hand, Abhimanyu's hand together, Marriage will take place. So baby Krishna was naughty. So when Brahmana was just about to put Radharani's hand on Abhimanyu's hand, the Krishna pulled Abhimanyu's hand, put his own hand on Radharani's hand. So that was how you understand how big is Radharani, how big is Krishna. The same thing also when Krishna, baby Krishna, was taken by Nanda Maharaj for grazing cow. Then big that Bhandiravan, you must have heard all these pastimes. Big storm came, then baby Krishna grabbed Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj became very worried, how to protect my son. Now all these cows are there, big storm coming. Then what happened? Then Nanda Maharaj saw very beautiful girl coming. So that was Radharani. Then Nanda Maharaj said, please take your Krishna. But after you finish your business, bring him back to me, because I have only one son. Bring him back to Mother Yashoda. Then Radharani carrying baby Krishna on her lap and going in deep forest on the bank of Jamuna. Then Radharani see beautiful kunja And inside the kunja, there's a nice flower bed. So Radharani just about to enter with baby Krishna. Then she found the baby Krishna disappeared. She became very worried. Hare Nanda Maharaj has told, I have only one son, I have to bring him back, but he has disappeared. Then immediately Radharani saw that Krishna's Kishore form is lying there on the bed. The point I'm trying to make is, it's very difficult to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. If you measure and try to understand in the net and framework of time and space, then you will be bewildered. You will not understand how this happened, how that happened, why this happened, what that happened, why and how doesn't work. Why and how that doesn't work. So if you analyze all these activities of Krishna, Balaram, Radharani, all these cowherd boys, everything very mysterious. Everything mysterious. And still is mysterious also. So that is the reason why the first verse of Bhagavatam says that Mujjanti Jatasuraya. The activities of this Supreme Personality of Godhead always remains mysterious and bewildering even to great Muni Rishis and demigods also. So how ordinary personality can understand? But still, whatever way we can understand, our acharyas have spoken, this is about the appearance of Baladev and why his name was given. Sankarsan, how his eternal son of Rohini, how Rohini never gave birth to Balaram in spiritual world, and how Balaram expands, everything is Balaram. All Vishnus are Balaram, Sankarsan, Sesanaga, and his Paramatma, and when everything annihilated, then that takes shelter of Mahavishnu, is Balaram. So in this way, everything is Balaram. There is nothing different from Balaram. So Balaram is simultaneously the Guru, his Dasa, and his Sakha. In three ways, he has three positions. His friend of Krishna, his servant of Krishna, and his spiritual master, Guru, of all the living entities. Jai Balaram Bhagavan ki. We have 4 minutes if you have any questions.